Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harenama 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 Eva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Sanatana Goswami compiled the book entitled Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He says, this book collects the essence of the scriptures teaching devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord. These essential teachings I have personally realized under the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I received them from his dear devotee, my brother, Srila Rupa Goswami. The first of three parts describes how Narada took a journey throughout the universe, trying to understand just who is the topmost recipient of the mercy of Lord Krishna. The scene opens with King Janamejaya, the son of Parikshit Maharaj, who had just finished hearing the Mahabharata from Jaimini Rishi. However, Janamejaya was still eager to hear more, so he wanted to hear the supplement to the Mahabharata. Jaimini begins with Parikshit getting ready to leave this world after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam completely from Shukadeva Goswami. While Maharaj Parikshit was all alone, his mother Uttara approached her son in great distress. What she wanted was the essence of what Shukadeva had just finished speaking to him. Similar to the opening scene of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit tells her of a group of satisfied sages at Prayag, seated before the deity of Sri Madhav. They were praising one another, saying, "You are the recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy." At that holy site called Dashashvamedha Tirtha, a first-class Brahmana arrived. He was himself a local spiritual leader. By the Brahmana's exemplary activities while he was there, Narada, who had been watching him closely, then stood up. Again and again, Narada announced, "This is the Supreme Lord Vishnu's most dear devotee." Then Narada ran up to the Brahman and declared him to be the recipient of Lord Krishna's highest mercy. The Brahman, however, replied that he was himself insignificant. However, the Brahman said that there was a king in the south who was truly worthy of Narada's accolades. Narada then went to see this king. Again, Narada praised the king as being the real recipient of the mercy of Sri Krishna. Deprecating himself as a mere human being, the king gave his opinion that the real objects of the Supreme Lord Vishnu's mercy are the demigods in the higher planets, and that among them the most distinguished was Indra. Narada then made his way to the heavenly regions. He saw Lord Vishnu in all his brilliance, surrounded by hosts of demigods. Indra thought that Narada was joking when he profusely declared Indra's extreme good fortune. Rather, Indra deferred to Narada's own father, Lord Brahma himself, as the true recipient of the favor of Lord Hari. When Narada went to see his father, he praised him profusely, going even so far as to declare, "My dear father, indeed you are none other than Krishna himself, appearing in various bodies for your pastimes." Merely by hearing what Narada said, Lord Brahma grew disturbed. He anxiously covered his 8 ears and said over and over again, "I am just a servant." With some effort, the four-headed Brahma checked the anger stirred within him by hearing what no one should ever hear, and then rebuked his son Narada. Lord Brahma then listed all the mistakes and faults he had committed throughout his life, from start to finish, including his trying to trick Krishna with stealing the cowherder boys and calves. In conclusion, Brahma directed his son to go see Lord Shiva, whose glories and attributes he enumerated quite nicely. After Narada received these instructions, he departed for Shivaloka. He was joyful in anticipation, chanting, "Shiva! Krishna!" Repeating just as he had done in every previous case, Narada extolled Lord Shiva. "You are the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy." When Narada tried to touch Lord Shiva's feet, he asked Narada with respect, "Dear son of Brahma, what are you saying? I am not the Lord of the universe, nor am I an object of Krishna's mercy. I am just a poor soul, always hankering for the favor of the servant of his servants. I can only hanker for the mercy of Krishna's servants, because I am not fortunate enough to have it." Embarrassed Shiva and listed his offenses and mistakes of the past. Lord Shiva then told Narada, "Therefore, O best of Krishna's associates, do not think me a recipient of the Lord's compassion. Rather, those who have obtained the essence of his mercy are the residents of Vaikuntha." Then Parvati chimed in as well by saying, "Among them all, the goddess Sri is famous as especially being dear to the Lord. She is indeed the ruling goddess of Vaikuntha and all of its residents." Lord Mahesh reminded Narada that before going to Vaikuntha, Narada could go to Dwaraka because the Lord of Vaikuntha, Krishna himself, was personally present. Queen Rukmini, the supreme goddess of fortune, was also there. But then Lord Shiva said to Narada's amazement, "Sit down, my dear Brahmana, and I shall whisper in your ear a great secret. Please hear this with absolute confidence. There is a greater recipient of Krishna's mercy than your father, me, and all other servants, including Garuda and even the goddess of fortune. The name of that servant is Prahlad." Lord Mahadev then gave an extensive description of Prahlad's supreme stature as the best devotee of the Lord. In the end, Lord Shiva told Narada, "Go quickly to the planet Sutala. Offer Prahlad your countless blessings. Embrace him and tell him that I embrace him also again and again." Unfortunately, that best of saintly persons, Maharaj Prahlad, will not tolerate our bowing down to him or even praising him. So if you want to avoid getting into trouble, do not neglect this fact. Predictably, Narada canonized Prahlad. He addressed him, "O best of the Vaishnavas." But unable to tolerate hearing his own praise, Prahlad lowered his face in embarrassment. He bowed down before Narada and respectfully addressed him in a quiet voice. Deprecating himself in so many ways, Prahlad pointed out that actually it was Hanuman who was more fortunate than he himself. Hearing from Prahlad the wonderful accolades of Hanuman, Narada flew to go see him immediately. When he arrived, Narada saw Hanuman absorbed in worshipping Lord Ramachandra's lotus feet. He worshipped him with various items from the forest, and he was worshipping as if serving the Lord personally, as he did long ago. Hanuman was in ecstasy. Narada then cried out in joy, "Glories to you, Sri Raghunath! Glories to the beloved of Sri Janaki! All glories to the elder brother of Sri Lakshman! O Hanuman, O Blessed One, truly you are the dearest devotee of the Supreme Lord. Why, today, just by seeing you, I too have become dear to the Lord." Immediately, within the blink of an eye, Hanuman became sober. He bowed down to show respect to the sage Narada. That sage among the demigods exalted Hanuman in terms of the special services he renders Lord Ram. Narada said that Hanuman was greater even than Garuda. By this time, however, Hanuman was now burning in a fire of separation from his master, the Supreme Lord Ram. And the fuel of hearing about the special mercy of the Lord's lotus feet had brought that fire to a blaze. For some time, Hanuman cried sorrowfully, and then, calmed by the sage, Hanuman spoke, "You are very kind to me. Because I have had the good fortune to engage in Ram's service, you conclude that the Lord has given me his favor. But now that Lord has descended to Mathurapuri, where he displays the summit of his opulences and powers. All the mercy he has shown me cannot equal even a speck of the mercy that he has shown the saintly Pandavas." Upon hearing these words, Sri Narada Muni became uncontrollably eager to go see the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. He simply wanted to go to Dwaraka and live there forever. Then Sri Narada, beside himself with joy, arrived dancing at the kingdom of the Kurus and raced into their capital city. Narada then told the Pandavas, You all are indeed the most fortunate persons on earth, for the Lord of all lords of the universe is your dearest friend. Krishna is your God, your spiritual master, your blood relation, your maternal cousin. Krishna is your messenger, well-wisher, order carrier, even chariot driver. After hearing from Narada a synopsis of their glorious history with Krishna, but for a moment Dharmaraj Yudhishthira remained quiet, and then he sighed as if being embarrassed. At last he spoke, followed in turn by his brothers, wife, and mother. All of them simply overlooked all the wondrous highlights of their lives, and instead saw so many anomalies in the way Krishna dealt with each and every one of them. Why did Krishna leave us? Was the main puzzle for Draupadi and Kunti. Kunti advised Narada to go see the Yadu dynasty, Krishna's own family, for in her opinion, they are the most fortunate of all persons. Narada swiftly arrived at Sri Dwaraka. Although Narada praised the Yadavas, they in turn replied to him. Even our Supreme Master, Sri Krishna, worships you, Narada. Why then, O Venerable Sage, are you acting like a lowly person by offering respects to us? We are the most lowly. However, among us, Blessed Uddhava has received Krishna's greatest mercy. That exalted soul is Lord Yadavendra's advisor, his disciple, his servant, and his extremely dear friend. Sometimes the Lord abandons us to go on a journey, but Uddhava is always by his side. Serving Lord Krishna, his master, Uddhava resides with him. Sometimes the Lord, the personality of Godhead, sends Uddhava on missions on which the Lord himself should go. Uddhava has even foregone the normal bodily features of human birth, and instead Uddhava assumes a transcendental body closely resembling that of Sri Hari. Uddhava's body is more beautiful than even Krishna's son Prajumna, and Uddhava is even more dear to Krishna than his son. Then King Ugrasena confirmed everything that was said by the Yadavas. He said, "As for Uddhava, he enjoys the greatest happiness. Privileged to stay always by Krishna's side, he is never deprived of Krishna's association. Therefore, Narada, please go to Uddhava quickly and convey from us this message. The appointed time today to come to the assembly hall has already passed. Kindly bring Krishna and grace the assembly with our master's presence." This then is the prelude to the final portions of this first part of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The final two sections are known as Priyatama and Purna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.